Now, let's turn our attention directly to the commodity markets with some analysis from Dan Zwicker. He's at Zwicker Consulting. That's in Waco, Texas. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the beans because they are leading the markets lower, at least in the grains and the oil seeds, down 8 cents in the nearby March, and next year's November, 7.5 lower. They gained just about the same amount yesterday. What's been happening there?
Well, nothing new. I mean, we basically, since the start of the year, when the market got extremely oversold and the funds got fairly sizable short positions on, we basically have kind of strengthened out of that early January low. The last couple of weeks here, we've kind of been tracking sideways. Open interest has stopped going down, and we're actually starting to see an increase in open interest. So that's implying to me that we're now starting to see new selling come into the market after the funds covered their shorts. So this must be commercial hedge pressure. Farmer movement must be picking up, at least in some areas. I know producers have a lot of inventory to sell, and it's that time of year that you normally see seasonal weakness. I mean, February, if you go back years ago, February was one of those months that were usually a down month. You kind of have a middle February low, and then you maybe strengthen into the end of the month. Back during the double O's, when we were wanting to expand acres, the month of February was a strong month for several years, and that was basically the function of the crop insurance program to encourage more acres of ground to be planted. So you had prices rally during the month of February. Now that we have adequate supplies here in the United States and generally adequate supplies worldwide with a slowing demand, there may be an incentive now to discourage planting. So I think that's something that I'm watching for the month of February. I remember in years past, if you had a rally into late January, those were usually good sell points because the market would normally weaken as you go into the month of February.
Does this all line up with what you're seeing in your technical analysis of the marketplace?
Yes, it is. The key here will be whether or not today's weakness that we see this morning is sustained into the close and whether or not we can follow through on it tomorrow. But yes, that would turn everything to the negative side. A lot of my cyclical work kind of indicated this market could strengthen into February 1st, give or take 3 or 4 days, and then begin to weaken. Longer term, a lot of my cyclical factors are indicating that this market weakens into a late March, April type low, and then we'll see what kind of weather season, planting season we have, whether or not it turns up or continues lower. It kind of appears that we might be on the verge of having a early break to spring. If we do get an early break to spring, I think that would be pretty bearish to the commodity complex.
Your assessment of the corn market at this time?
Basically in a sideways trading range. We're now visiting the bottom end of that range. We'll see if we clearly break underneath it, then the market, I think, would have reason to kind of have, you know, maybe lose about half of what it gained here since the first part of the year. So there would be some risk in it. Let's say we would probably could see another dime down or so in the corn market, or a nickel down anyway. But we'll just have to see how today's closes. We were able to hold some steady closes above the 50-day moving average over the past several days. Now we're trading down below that 50-day moving average, and we'll see whether or not if that's going to trigger some new technical selling. My guess is if we close below it, it would encourage some technical selling in the marketplace.
So it sounds as if you're laying a lot on today, that it is truly a pivotal day, in your opinion, for the marketplace?
I think so. If you can't hold today, then you've got a lot of technical momentum indicators all pointing downward, and it really keys the market then to slide lower here for at least the next week or two.
And then we probably better check in on the wheat market at this point as well. Where do we stand technically there?
Well, when you look at the lead Chicago wheat futures, soft red winter wheat, we're just basically tracking sideways. You know, we kind of earlier this week we were at the upper end of the range. Now we're kind of giving back. We're maybe giving back half of kind of what we've gained since early January. But it is still what I would consider in a basing market. It's just tracking sideways. But its momentum indicators are turning down, and we're now down below some key important moving averages. So it would indicate to me that it is also in a corrective type mode anyway here from the January rally.
Okay, thanks so much for taking the time. Look forward to talking with you again this afternoon during the closing market report.
Very well.
That, of course, is Dan Zwicker. He is with Zwicker Consulting out of Waco, Texas. Let's check the numbers as they're trading in Chicago at this hour. Futures in the corn pit, 2 cents lower in the March and the December contract. Soy complex is down about a dime in the nearbys, and same for the deferreds. Bean meal is off 480. Bean oil is down 17 cents. Wheat futures are around a nickel lower. In the soft red Chicago, the hard red Kansas City, 3.5 cents lower for the day. Live cattle futures are anywhere from 20, or rather 2.5 cents higher to 40 cents lower for the day. Feeder cattle are 47.5 higher to a nickel lower on the morning, and the lean hogs are up about 40 to 50 cents at this hour. The outside markets, ethanol futures, a tenth of a cent higher at $1.41.07. Crude oil at $33.22 a barrel. That's up 92 cents. The price of a gallon of gasoline on the RBOB, that's the wholesale price, is $1.95, and it's 4.9 of a cent higher. Diesel fuel is up 2.4 of a cent today, and that's at $1.49. And natural gas for the day at $2.13.09 is 1.8 of a cent lower. Dow Jones Industrial Average at this hour at 15,843, just about 7 points lower. The U.S. dollar at 98.655. That's down 0.299. I'm sure we'll talk about the dollar with Dan later this afternoon. And then the gold futures at $1,115.25. It's trading a dollar lower. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. We're coming up on the top of the hour, 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Please do visit our website for the whole of the station at will.illinois.edu for ag at willag.org.